if I can. No more dog grunting? Oh.
Oh, they'll
I
have
thought we were going to
that.
have
Don't
more
worry.
dog grunting.
Don't worry about it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's me.
Miles, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I can't hear you, Miles.
Why?
Hold on a second. I gotta turn on something so I can hear you.
Oh.
There you go. I can hear you. Go ahead. How's it going,
it's
Miles?
It's me, Mike Rogo. How you doing?
Who's Mike Rogo? I don't even know who that is.
I'm here with my wife Linda.
this is something I'm not aware of, apparently.
I'm here with the preacher.
You gotta give me more clues. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. It sounds like you're at the dog fights. Way down in Tijuana, here's Miles Tidal.
We're reshooting the Poseidon Adventure, but this time it's going to be with dogs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, you're doing a good job. I can tell one of them is Tody Fields.
Mrs. Rosen. Mrs. Rosen, look out.
Does anybody even know what the Poseidon Adventure is, for Christ's sake?
This bed is crashed and burned.
Oh my god.
This was a horrible mistake. Oh my god.
If you have a really long ball sack, you should not let your dogs tug on it.
I had this funny bit, you know, set up and now I can't do it. These dogs are
What? Miles is training his dogs for the Iditarod.
Oh my god, I was gonna try to do my Mr. Rogo voice around everything.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, restart the show. Okay.
No.
Hey everyone, this is Miles.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just
that's
gonna
fine.
Cut that part out.
Hey everyone, yeah. This is Miles. We'll edit that out. We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix that. Oh my god, these dogs have ruined the whole show.
I don't know about that. I don't know how they could ruin it.
Oh my god, it's not even funny. It's just making me laugh. Oh my god.
I didn't realize that you installed a squeaker into your scrotum.
No complaints from the wife, I can tell you that.
she can hear me coming a mile away.
Literally.
She used to have to buy me corduroys. Now she doesn't. He sits down.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you're in a good mood tonight. Goodness.
Next week, I'm going to do Towering Inferno with cats.
Yeah, with
cats.
There's no way we can get that ladder up to the top. Don't worry. They can fall 15 stories and still land on their feet. But how are we going to get them down to that level?
I'm going to tip cats around me because they land on their feet, and
that's
I just land on the cats.
That's right. Tie them all over my body and jump out the window. There's no goddamn way I won't land up right side up if I got 15 cats tied around my waist.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have I ruined the show? Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I'm sorry, man.
I almost told you this before we started. I think my wife is trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, it's an ongoing thing, right? It's, it seems to be. We were talking. Do you remember? There's a movie with Kevin Kline and Tracy Ullman called "I Love You." I Love You to Death.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was trying to kill her husband, and one of the funniest thing. I don't know. We thought about this the other night while we were watching the TV. One of the funniest things is she hires people to hit him in the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah,
and he's talking to the police, and the guy was wearing an Abraham Lincoln mask, and he goes, "What did it look like?" He goes, "It looked like Abraham Lincoln was coming up to bat." I don't know why that line is a hilarious line from "I Love You to Death." I don't know why. But speaking of that, So I've got these terrible allergies. I'll just talk over the dogs. Don't worry about it.
I can't do anything with these dogs. I'm sorry.
He lives in a one-room shack. He lives in a one-room shack. He can't even.
I don't live in the villa that Bob lives
in.
That's
true. I'm on the west. I'm actually on the east wing. Thank you.
I'm looking at a studio apartment right now. So
yeah. So I have all these allergies. You know, they're kind of acting up and. The other night, I'm like, God, my nose is just bugging me. And she's like, oh, just take some Benadryl, right? It'll help you sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right. And then she's like, gives me like two of these things. And I'm like, I've never taken two of these. And she's like, oh, no, that's the dose. I'm like, are you? I've never, you know. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. You just take these, right? And she stuffs them into my hand. And I'm like, all right. And I was so fucking loopy. In the middle of the night, I get woken up and I'm like so out of it. You know what I mean? And then I have to pee. And so then I'm bouncing off the walls going to pee.
Yeah.
And I don't even realize that I'm in the bathroom at this point. You know what I mean? It was, I was so out of it, you know?
Right.
I've never felt that bad taking Benadryl.
Your wife is like the worst doctor.
Yeah, I know. She just gives you whatever. Here, take a handful of these.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. She, like, don't be a pussy. Eat them.
My wife does that with Advil. She's like, you can take like 8 Advil and be okay.
You'll be
like,
fine. What? And you're like, don't you ever hear of the Tylenol killer?
Yeah.
So then I wake up in the morning and I'm still groggy. I'm like, holy moly, this stuff really knocked me out. I never really take Benadryl that often or anything. So it really took me off my feet a little bit. But but probably the worst thing that happened to me, and I know you love to hear stories about this, was I was mowing the lawn.
Right.
Because you love whenever I talk about mowing the lawn and picking up sticks.
That's your daily routine.
Yeah, so I was out mowing the lawn. I was out mowing the lawn this weekend, and I'm back. We have, we have some wooded area, right? So we've got some woods, and I try to mow up close to the woods, and and so it's going great. It's a nice day. The sun is shining. Mm-hmm. It's not too hot. I got out early. And I'm, whistling and humming along and just, la, 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 la. And so I'm trying to get as close to these woods as possible.
Like the Banana Splits?
Yeah, exactly. I'm Flegal from the Banana Splits.
The guy with the big-ass hat and the glasses.
Was that Flegal? I thought he was the one that looked like a dog. Anyway, I try to get really close to these trees to, kind of keep the, because the wilderness will just take over if I don't get that close, right?
Right.
And I'm trying to hold it at bay a little bit at least. And so I'm going along, la, 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 and then I almost got jerked off of the tractor.
By the neighbor. He came over, jerked it off. Yeah,
No, I hit a sticker bush, and it literally just grabbed my arm like a monster. And I'm trying to keep going forward, and the sticker bush is pulling me into it.
Is that where you got jerked off?
Yeah, and it got me on the all on the arm and on my leg.
Yeah.
And so now I ripped myself off of it, and now I'm bleeding.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it went from bad to worse there. So my leg is just pouring blood, and now my arm, I've like perforated my arm several places from the stupid sticker bush. It wasn't there last week.
Right.
It just reached out and grabbed me, and I swear to God, like turned me sideways. I'm like, holy shit, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I've been jerked off in the wrong way.
I've been jerked off in the bad way.
I didn't even ask to be jerked off. It just happened.
It just, yeah, I wasn't ready for it. I mean, it was really quite shocking. I've never been jerked off on the lawnmower like that before. So, needless to say, I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do next week, because I cannot go through that experience again.
Hey, man, I need some gas, man. I'll do anything.
Yeah, well, really? Jerk me off by the sticker bush?
Well, yeah, for real. Uh-huh.
No, but I got all these holes in my arm where the stickers stuck me.
I bet.
It grabbed me. It was like a cockle burr, for Christ's sake.
My arm's like a recorder now.
Yeah, it's an ocarina. My bicep's an ocarina.
You know what that is.
It's like a big flute thing, anyway.
A flute.
We actually had one for a while because there was a Legend of Zelda called Ocarina of Time or something. They had an ocarina, anyway.
Oh, come
the dogs get it. Oh my God, what the fuck is going on there?
Ow, ow. Mother, oh Jesus. Don't get I think, you should, now.
I think you should record that and say your this is your pussy eating out session. I just recorded it.
The police dogs almost have me.
With the barking and the...
Yeah, I might let the wild one out here. As
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's let him out now.
I could have done this 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you could have done it a little while ago, perhaps. But no, now is good.
You said how much you enjoy my dogs. Yeah. You know, acting like some big jagoffs.
Yeah, they're jerking me off on the lawnmower.
That was the best mow I ever had. I'm gonna tell you that.
Oh my God!
Out, get out!
You do have a yard, I think.
Yeah, as it is, yes, I do. All right, they can be out.
Okay, well, now that everybody's settled down.
Yeah.
Did you just burp? What the fuck? Oh, I'm going to tell you one other thing. I watched that stupid tires show.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was kind of funny, but I'm like, wait a minute.
The Dumpster Mermaid.
What?
The Dumpster Mermaids.
The Dumpster Mermaid, yes. But I'm like, wait a minute. There's a certain...
je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, exactly. There's a certain je ne sais quoi to this show. I am the manager guy. And you are that jag-off that does nothing but comes up with these ideas to put upon the manager guy.
Yeah, the mechanic, yeah.
Yeah, the mechanic, yeah. Sean.
I don't even know his name. Is it. Yeah. No, there's a show out called Tires, which is on Netflix.
Netflix.
And it's only 6 episodes, but I found it funny.
You find it highly entertaining because it sounds, it's totally you. Hey, we should have a bikini car wash.
The guys just screwing off at work, you know, getting everyone pissed off. Yeah.
And then you talk somebody into it, and then whenever the shit hits the fan, you kind of step out.
Wasn't my idea.
You're like, mm-hmm. You're like, I got to go take care of these dogs. They're getting kind of crazy. I'm like, that whole relationship, it seems very familiar.
Yeah, did you think about me and you when you saw it?
Yeah, I did. I watched one episode, and I'm like, motherfucker.
That's why he likes it.
I'm like, thank God we never worked together because I would be in so much trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the kind of, you know, back and forth of those two characters was very reminiscent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I enjoy it. I think it's a good show.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're going to get another season, but anyway.
And I also did watch Furioso.
Yeah, no, I saw you. I haven't seen that yet. I'll
I enjoyed that. It was action. Action from the minute go. Boom. Go see it.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got you have a story for us at all?
You know what? We have to be topical sometimes on the show. We're not always topical, I guess.
Especially after that dog chewed on your nutsack for half an hour.
Yeah, you know, you don't really hear about that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
All this stuff in the news, you know, we don't really, you know, aren't really up on, you know, stuff like that. I suppose.
No, probably not.
Mm-mm. I'm like, I'm always ahead of the curve on everything in my life. You know that?
I'm not following you on that one.
Okay. Now you got to follow me on this a little bit, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Excuse me. Now, back in high school, I was dressing grunge before grunge came along.
Well, bum and grunge is pretty close together. Go ahead.
Okay. Because I'm like, years later, I realized, wait, I'm ahead of the curve.
I was wearing flannel shirts and holy jeans before.
I had hiking boots. I had the big hiking boots with the red laces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And, you're like, you know, that's my...
Smells like something. Can't tell you what.
I don't know.
Smells like weed.
You know, right? Well, I'm not saying I did or didn't. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get into college, you know, and then I'm like in the stupid film class, and I get yelled at by the teacher because it's like, hey, you know, you're trying to do some handheld bullshit.
Right. That's right.
And that bullshit ain't gonna fly.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, what comes out like literally like 2 years later, Blair Witch Project makes $500 million. I'm like, oh, are you serious with this? Are you at all serious?
Yeah, you had
this, right?
You had Blair Witch Jr. with your little nephew running around the woods.
Yeah, I know. That was all before, handheld.
Yeah, all handheld before Blair Witch Project. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so ahead. I'm like, man, I'm like, I am Nostradamus, you know? I'm like, man.
Okay.
Now, here comes the topical part, though. There was an activity I used to do at college that you would make fun of me for doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to a certain sporting event.
Women's basketball.
I would go to the women's basketball games trying to pick up chicks. But
yeah, I was gonna say you weren't there for the basketball. You were just there to watch women run around.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think there was an ulterior motive to.
Let me clue you in. It didn't work.
Yeah. Well, no, but you got your jollies going there.
No, come on.
You didn't get jerked off the mower, but I'm sure there was a jerking off somewhere.
Yeah, no, I didn't get him there. I waited till I got home.
He was in the parking lot. I was at the Saluki Dome.
It's stupid. You're wasting money. No one watches that crap. It's stupid.
I know. It's a big deal all of a sudden, WNBA.
And now, guess what? Like a million years later, guess what? That's all that people are talking about, women's basketball.
Well, I think you snuck in half the time and then...
I was there, man.
Yeah, but the women you were watching are like geriatric now, so.
Well, yeah.
Gotta start somewhere.
I'm just saying that was a long time ago, but I'm sure they're all, you know, grandmas by now. But
yeah, probably.
Whatever. I'm just like, God, there's like three instances where I'm ahead of the curve.
Well, I mean, you have a point there. Let's see. How about postcards? From distant lands, we're ahead of the curve on sending people postcards from different states. Yep.
My great aunt used to travel. She sent me like stuff from like Auschwitz and stuff like that.
Wish you were here.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
My house, you belong here.
Thanks, Grandma. Thanks, Auntie.
My auntie. Mm-hmm. Nice lady. Yeah, no.
So any other coincidences or instances of this?
I don't know. I needed you to jar my memory. I'm like, man, where was I ahead of the curve at again? I'm like, man.
I can tell you in computing power, you weren't ahead of the curve.
No, okay. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, you bought a Radio Shack computer.
You know, had I been able to spot his gross talent, you know, I could have buddied up with, you know, Andy Richter.
Yeah, true. You did know but, Andy Richter before.
I do spot talent in models, though. So I models, as I do see the talent.
When's women's volleyball going to hit the spotlight?
I don't know.
I think you went to a lot of those games as well.
No, I did not.
I meant it for the high school. We went to a high school volleyball games, I believe it was.
No.
Softball?
Sorry.
Softball or volleyball? One of the two.
No, we had a family friend. I guess we watched her play
softball.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, there you go.
No, I didn't really watch a lot of sports.
Yeah. Well, this, you were ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah.
But
there's this new player and everyone, there's some jealousy and she's kind of getting beat up. And
the Iowa lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she getting beat up? Seriously? What's the deal?
Well, I don't know. There was something recently. She got like a big hip check, you know, and people are all upset about it and all this. I'm like, you know how many times women have beaten me up on a basketball court? Hundreds. You know, I mean, what makes her so special?
You were totally ahead of your time in helping women get better at basketball by beating you up. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I think that was ulterior motives.
Was my joke. I was hoping Pablo would be on tonight because I was going to use that one on him.
Oh, okay. Well, you could, yeah. he could use it in his act. He's coming up at the Comedy Chateau on June 10th or something like that.
I know. I blew off something. He invited me to something yesterday. I blew it off.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't. I went.
Yeah, I blew it off. Yeah.
You're such an ass. I went. I was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. I'm sure it was fun. No.
It was called Crowd Work. And with Pablo, we had, there were six people. Yeah. There's a poor guy named Kirk that everybody kept picking on because he looked like Jared Fogle.
Oh, that's not a good look. That is not a good look.
He didn't look that much like Jared Fogle, but somebody mentioned it, and then that's all anybody would talk about.
I gotta say, you hit just right, and that sticks, man. Like, man.
That was like napalm, I'm telling you.
That's like his Baba Booey, man. Like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly. Fa-fa-fo-hi. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, it was nice. There was a couple of female basketball players there. One from Russia, one from the United States, and our friend Siraj was there.
Siraj. You want to talk about cats, man?
Yeah, and it was fun. Crowd work, and they're going to have it again next week on Sunday. So,
want to talk about the craziness of neighborhood cats? If we could,
yeah. So you can catch it next week if you want. I'm sure you'll be there.
I kind of blew it off.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll man up and be a team player and show up for that one. So
I really don't listen to other people's podcasts, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I know. You could barely get through this one without dogfights and all kinds of stuff.
I'm sorry. I hadn't planned that. You know, I mean... This dog suddenly has become my problem here. Yeah.
Somebody wanted something to cuddle.
Yep.
Now, Dot, I think you got enough. That's from Raising Arizona, by the way.
Oh, how old is that baby?
Yeah, 87. Oh, now they're barking. They're barking.
Now the dog's attacking cats now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I need Siraj here.
Yeah, my goodness gracious.
Hey, that's all right.
Well, you have been ahead of the curve a little bit, I suppose, a couple of times. Yeah. I can't think of any other examples. You had a kick-ass car that they don't make anymore.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
By the way, if you need a dog trained, Miles trains dogs.
Yeah, this gives this whole podcast tanks.
Miles trains dogs.
I was hoping this podcast would be my retirement vehicle, but I know it won't be. So
when you got total chaos going on in the background all the time, what do you expect?
I got two freaking dogs and four cats in like a shit house. You know what I'm saying? This stupid house is so freaking small. It's like, how many more animals can we cram in here?
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
I think you should just go outside.
I might be in my car. You might hear some beeping going on. I guess. Sorry, audience.
I'm just gonna run this hose from the back to the window.
All right. Hey, I'll do my whole Poseidon adventure thing next week.
Oh yeah, everybody's looking forward to that. That's definitely what they want to hear. Take us out, Fido. Oh, now you shut up. God damn it.